It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Charlie Sheen says his infamous winning quote didn't make much sense. In an interview with the Two and a Half Men, after it was asked, would you say that you're still winning? He said, if I'm alive, then I'm still winning. Then he was asked if he was winning more now than when he said it all those times 7 years ago. He laughed and said, yeah, it didn't really make much sense when you break it down. He said he got the winning phrase from a big name star during a conversation they had. So I guess it wasn't even his original thing.
Things aren't going so well when you're like, well, I'm alive, so I guess I'm winning.
Right.
Like, okay.
The Brady Bunch house has a buyer, and it's HGTV. The CEO of HGTV's parent company, Discovery, said, I'm excited to share that HGTV is the winning bidder and will restore the home to its 1970s glory as only HGTV can. We'll bring all the resources to tell safe, fun stories about this beloved piece of American TV history. The LA home sold in 1973 for only $60,000. It was listed for $1.9 million, but it's believed to have gone for way more than that. Lance Bass of NSYNC, who wanted the house, is heartbroken that he didn't get it. Looks like Kanye West is going to be making a surprise appearance on ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live on Thursday. He hasn't been on since 2013, so that's something to look forward to. They had like a huge beef in 2013, and then he went on after that, so he hasn't been on in a while. Kathleen Turner opened up about Hollywood slamming Elizabeth Taylor and Nicolas Cage. The actress revealed her frequent co-star Michael Douglas once admitted to her that there was a competition between himself, Jack Nicholson, and Warren Beatty to see who could bet her first. She added that they all lost the bet. Turner said that working with Burt Reynolds was terrible, and he told her something about not taking second place to a woman. She also said that Elizabeth Taylor wasn't very skilled and Nicolas Cage was an a-hole to her. She also talked about her appearance on Friends, saying the actors were such a clique, and it simply that they were such a tight little group that nobody from the outside mattered. The Plain White Tees' number one hit, Hey There Delilah, is being made into a TV series. The band is teaming up with Lively McCabe Entertainment and Primary Wave to develop a scripted romantic dramedy based on the single. The song from 2006 tells the tale of a long-distance flirtation between a struggling singer and songwriter and a university student in NYC.
Hi, Delilah.
American Horror Story Apocalypse will be premiering in September for its 8th season, and Stevie Nicks will be returning. The creator of the show, Ryan Murphy, announced the return of Taisha Farmiga, Gabby Sidibe, Lily Rabe, Frances Conroy, and Stevie Nicks. The new season will be a crossover between Murder House and Coven, which Nicks guest starred on back in 2014. Apocalypse premieres September 12th at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on FX.
I know everything. I'm the devil.
And the divorce that never ends continues as Angelina Jolie's attorneys filed a complaint that claims Brad Pitt had, he hasn't paid any child support, supposedly. That was at least meaningful since the couple split up 2 years ago. Angelina is asking the court to compel Pitt to pony up because the informal arrangement they have right now isn't working. According to the filing, she intends to file for retroactive child support as well. Pitt and Jolie share 6 children, of course, ages 9 to 16. She has asked the judge to finalize the divorce before their custody dispute is even settled. Brad's pals are claiming that this is all a publicity stunt, though, by Angelina, and someone said that Brad fulfills his commitment, so she's full of it. Hmm. That is the garbage.